Beefhead, Cigar Surgeon here with another cigar video review. Today we're reviewing the Tabacaro. Now, if you've seen our site, of course you know we've already done a review of the Tabacaro, but this is a special Vitola. This is a Salamon. And this Tabacaro is made by Hamlet Paredes, who's a very good friend of mine from Cuba. Came over from Cuba, is now working for Rocky Patel. And if you know anything about Hamlet, you know the Salamon, that's his Vitola. That's his brand. It's kind of his signature size. And I'd be remiss to not smoke this and review this. This was sent to me by Hamlet. Very much appreciate him sending me some samples here. It was a great gift, and I very much appreciate it. So a little bit about the cigar. The Salamon, it's a monster. It's 7.5 inches long by 58 ring gauge. For that size, pretty reasonable price. MSRP on that is $9.80. They come in boxes of 10. It's got the Mexican San Andreas Maduro wrapper on it, Brazilian and Mexican binder, and then filler is Nicaraguan. If you haven't checked out our interview with Hamlet at the IPCBR 2015 in New Orleans, you should check that out. That'll be on our written review at CigarFederation.com. So without further review, because this is going to be a long smoking experience, you can see this is a very, very big cigar. It's probably going to take me about 3 hours and a bit to smoke this bad boy, so we'll get cracking. Now, one of the things that might crop up when you're smoking a Perfecto style cigar, and specifically a Salamon, is which end do I light? Well, they make it pretty easy here because you can see, although the foot on this is quite small, it doesn't have a cap on it. So it's very open. You know which end to light. It's got that Torpedo Perfecto cap on it. And really what you're looking for is where the wrapper meets the cap, and you don't want to cut above that, otherwise your wrapper's going to unravel. It's not going to take much of a cut. Now, I'm going to use a guillotine because the cap on that is so small, I don't want to use a V-cut. I could use a V-cut, but I'm not going to use a V-cut. I'm going to use a guillotine. So before I do that, of course, I'm going to get to nosing. So talk a little bit about the nose here. A little bit of barnyard. Actually, quite a bit of barnyard. Hay, maybe some underlying spices and earth, leather. It's hard to pick up anything in the foot here. Very small. It's motorcycle season, what can I say? So I'm gonna get cracking here because this is gonna be a long smoking experience and I'm excited to get going. So because the foot here is so small, you kind of do have to be a little careful. It is sometimes a little tricky to light a Salamon. So I'm gonna try with my method. The method that I use, I shouldn't call it my method because it's not my method. The method that I use, I'm going to try that, and I may have to light after I cut here because it might not be enough to get this started. Apologies for the wind today. It's a beautiful warm day, but as such, we've got some wind. So I'm just going to make a small cut here. Very small cut, you can see. And she's already lit. Now, the draw on this is incredibly tight, but that's probably a good thing. I don't want a loose draw on a Salamon. If I have a loose draw on a Salamon, I'm going to be tempted to just power through this. So lots of resistance, but when I draw, I'm getting lots of smoke. It's not like I'm drawing very hard and I'm not getting any smoke. So even though the draw here is quite tight, I'm totally, totally okay with that. So the retrohale here, beautiful, elegant spices, very rich, a little bit of a leather post-draw, getting some sweetness with underlying spices on the regular draw. It's a big cigar. There's a lot of cigar here to go. I'll be checking in to talk about different flavors as I go. Sitting at about 15-minute mark here, past the what I like to call the hump, Campbell's hump of the Salamon here. So it's, you can see, burning really nicely. Even with that little initial light, it doesn't take much to get your cigar going. And as long as you're treating it right and rotating the cigar, you know, most of the time your burn is going to be just right. So talking a little bit about the notes here as we're at about the 15-minute mark. There's still some spiciness there, but it's very light. In fact, I'd say this quite a bit lighter than the Robusto. Enjoyable for sure, balanced, and I think that's a good thing because if it was as spicy as a Robusto, this might be too spicy in a Vitola this large. So knowing that Hamlet definitely blends for a Salamon, I'm looking forward to see how this cigar progresses. I'm about 20 minutes into the first third here. And there is already a profile change. It's starting to get quite sweet. The spices are really falling to the background here. And I'm just getting this really nice sweetness that lingers in the mouth, but it doesn't linger post-draw. So I'm not getting a ton of sweetness in my mouth post-draw. You get this nice little elegant sweetness, hits you, and then kind of goes away. I am still getting some leather post-draw, but it's very, very light. And really gets cut away as soon as I do another draw and get that sweetness. Coming up on the 1 hour mark, I actually made another cut. I was a little too conservative on the original guillotine cut, so you really probably can't tell because I took out probably maybe a quarter inch off, and the draw opened right up because I was encountering a little bit of burn issue maybe an inch and a half into the cigar. Now that I've done that, profile has changed pretty substantially actually, so I'm getting a lot more spices now, a lot more richness, stepping up in intensity for sure. Leisurely coming up to the slowly up to the 2 hour mark here. I'm sitting about an hour and 45 minutes at the halfway point here. Profile is lost a lot of the sweetness and a lot of the spices. It's more of a nutty character now with the chasing hay. Still quite good. It's nice. It's not overpowering. I mean, the risk with a larger cigar is, you know, you worry that it's going to be a bad cigar experience for 3.5 hours, or it's going to be overpowering for 3.5 hours. This is very, very balanced. I'm enjoying this very much. Just what I would expect out of Hamlet's blending characteristic, a cigar that kind of takes you on a journey. It's not overpowering. It's a good experience. So I'll check back in when I get partly into the you know, really what I describe as the middle third here. So the retrohale definitely has more bite to it. Still getting some pepper and spices out of the retrohale. A lot more bite to it than the regular draw. In fact, the spices are almost non-detectable in the regular draw, so you really have to retro to pick that up at this point. Passing the 2 hour mark, and I'm about halfway through the middle third here. So the flavor profile has adjusted again. Get the sweetness that was kind of in the end of the first third and middle of the first third come back, really to supplant, take over from the hay. Again, really good. Still getting the spices in the retrohale, but not getting any spices in the regular draw. About 2 hours, 15 minutes in, and really wrapping up the middle third here. There's a lot of chocolatey notes that's coming through kind of at the end of the draw. Quite tasty. I mean, it's great to have a cigar that's this long, this big, and just continues to evolve throughout the entire smoke experience. Like I said, the worst thing you want is a big cigar that doesn't go undergo an evolution through the smoking experience. Because, I mean, with a three-hour plus smoking experience, if it doesn't transition, that can be pretty boring, at least for me. So this is very good. Rapidly approaching the 3 hour mark. Definitely, I wouldn't say I'm at the midpoint of the final third here, but well into the final third. The chocolatey notes have kind of fallen off. There's a leather that's really overtaking the profile, pretty much totally taking over the profile on the regular draw. Still a really nice, slightly spicy but sweet retrohale to it, which is really good. I mean, you're getting most of the flavors here out of the retrohale. Still quite enjoyable, even after, you know, 3 hours plus smoking. So wrapping up the review of the Tabacaro Salamone. Pretty enjoyable smoke. It is a long smoke. I mean, I'm sitting at just about 3 hours and 20 minutes here, so long smoking experience, but a very enjoyable smoking experience. I think this is probably going to come in at a high 5-pack for me. The profile didn't undergo a ton of changes, but it's a very enjoyable smoke, and really when you're smoking a cigar this long, that's kind of what you're looking for. You're looking for a cigar that's not going to be boring for the entire experience, and it was anything but. So check out the written review at CigarFederation.com. If you enjoyed the video, if you enjoyed the podcast, give us a thumbs up, an upvote, whatever, up arrow, tune in, and make sure to subscribe. We'll be back next week with another Cigar Federation video review. Thanks for checking this one out.